Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
This could very well be my favorite headline and is going to be my favorite discussion we've ever had, Brandon. Here it is.
You said that many times.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Just so that I'm going to speak slowly so you can hear the headline.
Good.
From the San Francisco Chronicle. Presidio wall pickleball hypocrisy heats up in San Francisco. I don't have the author on this, but it really is just a statement of facts here in a newspaper.
Allie Rasmus, I don't know, local reporter. No idea who that is, but, you know, I don't know if we can give a wokester thing from San Francisco. It feels like you can't get a job there if you're not woke.
I was going to say, everybody here is woke. And the wokest place in anywhere, if you're listening in, is it a church? If you go to church in San Francisco, that's the capital of Wokistan.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, so we'll give Allie a pass this time. We're just going to assume, audience, that she's probably more liberal than conservative. That's what we're assuming.
Okay. Just a couple of lines here. Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the United States, but it's become a source of tension in some neighborhoods with debates about where and when to play it. One dispute over a pickleball court in San Francisco has gone viral because of an online petition, said one neighbor. The noise is just awful. Bang, bang, bang to your head. It's more distinct and staccato sound than what tennis balls and tennis rackets make. San Francisco Chronicle reports that a woman who lives nearby this court, who also happens to be the wife of a tech exec and investor, recently circulated an online petition calling on the city to shut down the 12 new pickleball courts at the Presidio Wall until the city could do an environmental review. She claimed in the petition that the noise is affecting home values, the environment, and the residents' way of life. Last part, but she's getting a lot of backlash online and on social media after it was discovered she had a pickleball court of her own in her backyard in her $36 million mansion. Now, we talked a little bit of this in a pre-production meeting. Are you not familiar with the wave of pickleball that's sweeping the nation?
No, I'm totally familiar. My next door neighbor is absolutely an avid pickleball player. He goes like 3 days a week. I have never played myself. I've seen it played. It looks like it's just tennis for old people. That's what it looks like to me.
It is. But did you notice the noise when you were around the court?
I cannot particularly say that I noticed the noise, but I have heard from others before I read this article that there is a distinct sound. It has like a thok, thok sound.
Yes.
Because apparently the ball's different, or I don't know.
So there is a noise, and if you had 12 of those courts going at the same time, I imagine it would be a little bit of a nuisance, right?
Yeah, I can imagine.
But here's the thing that I like about this pickleball, is that people are going outside and doing athletic activity. As you know, Brandon, we've talked about a couple times on the show, Americans are fat. We're just fat. We don't do anything. Yeah. And the fact that...
Huge. The disgusting. Enormous.
There's a sport in our country that people are really getting into... I'm into it. I like pickleball. I don't really play pickleball, but I like it because everybody else is liking it.
Yeah. Have you played it yet?
I have played. I don't play like a lot. If someone invited me to a game, I'd go.
But you've actually played?
Yes.
I have never played pickleball. But then again, I've got this really bad ankle, so I'm probably not the target audience at this point, although it is mostly old people, so.
But like old people, as we know, are less likely to do athletic entertainment. And the fact that they are because of this game is a good thing, in my opinion. So there's pickleball, which is sweeping the nation. And by the way, this is just not a San Francisco fight. Lots of cities are having this fight with its residents about the loudness of pickleball courts. But San Francisco's fight is interesting because this Karen, we're going to call her a Karen, because she's a white entitled lady, is saying you can't play pickleball in my backyard because it's loud. But, oh, I have my own pickleball court. So you poppers... Go play your little pickles balls somewhere else.
Well, the first time I ever saw anything or heard anything about pickleball was I was at a golf course down in south of Asheville, and we were at this place for this sort of family reunion. This was probably 2 years ago, and there was this couple showing up with... I'd heard about it, but I'd never seen it, and there was this couple walking out, and they had all these paddles, and they looked like a fit mid-60s. And they started... I go, oh, you guys going to play pickleball? And I'd never seen it. And they're like, oh, yeah, we love it. Play it all the time. Play it 5 days a week. We're in tournaments and all. I'm like, this thing, what is it? And so they kind of explained the rules to me and everything. And there's some funky rules about it. But it's just a game that 5 years from now, there'll be something else.
You're going to land this?
I am landing it. The point is that pickleball is not that old. That's my point.
It's not old, but it's sweeping the nation. And so neighbors are going to have to deal with the noise. So the point of like society is that we all have to get along, right? Like your neighbor does something to your fence and you don't like it. In theory, you go over to your neighbor and you're like, hey, man, can we work out a compromise, right? But sometimes neighbors are crazy. So when you go to knock on your neighbor's door and you're like, hey, that thing you did, I don't like it. And he just slams the door and is irrational. Then what do you do then? I know that's not exactly what's going on here with pickleball.
Well, I think it happens a lot. One of the problems of a nation where people move all the time is that we don't have the same neighbors forever and ever. Like, so you didn't grow up on the same street with the same people that you have to get along with because, you know, if you don't, you're going to be miserable. So you work out things and neighbors are kind to each other. I mean, we have the best neighborhood in the world, but you're right. I've been in places where neighbors were just jerks. I mean, it happened.
So this lady who's got the $36 million mansion doesn't like the noise at whatever time of day.
Bothers her.
It bothers her. But like, should she say, hey, maybe for the benefit of the community, that this is a good thing that people are outside and playing pickleball, and I'm not going to complain that I got a little bit of noise at my mansion.
Let's put this in context of where this actually is. So this is in Presidio Heights, which is an extremely, extremely affluent neighborhood. I'm talking multi-million dollars, like not just $5 million, but like $20, $30, $40 million mansions. And it's this park that's been there forever. And it's in what's known as the Presidio, which is a national park. So Julius Kahn Park, or as JK, as people that live there call it, is this beautiful little park. And everybody takes advantage of it. Everybody that has kids goes there. It's this great little park. I played a million softball games there. But it is butting up against the back of these houses. Now, here's the thing. This Karen and others like them. Julius Kahn Park has been there long before they ever got there. So just because you...
Yeah, but pickleball's a little bit new, right?
That's true, but they're also... Yeah, that's very true. But they knew going in they were going to get park noises. Yeah. That's just the deal. So if you don't like park noises, don't move. Like, I had a friend who lived behind a field in Sonoma, and she hated the sound of kids playing sports because it was next to this big sport field. She always complained about it. I'm like, to me, that's the dulcet tones of summer. I love hearing games and whistles and kids playing. I love it. It makes me happy. There's nothing, it's literally, it's sweet sounds to me, but some people are burnt or hate it. Then you better move, which is exactly what my friend did. All the power to her. She's like, I don't like that noise. I'm moving. So she moved. But to say to somebody, you got to get rid of this thing, I just find that ludicrous.
For the benefit of community, society, your neighborhood, like, I don't like the noise, so nobody can play pickleball. It seems a little bit.
Right, because it bothers me and it's going to ruin my cocktail party.
Then, but the added layer to this is the irony that she actually has a pickleball court of her own in her house.
Oh, yeah. That's what got her in a lot of trouble, right? Is that they found out that someone found out she actually had her own pickleball court and that it was perfectly fine for her to play when she wanted to, but it wasn't okay for others to play. She took the petition down. She basically complained and people just eviscerated her online, and so she took it down. Look, no one's going to feel sorry for a millionaire Karen who's bitching and complaining. I guess the bigger point is, as society, as a city or a municipality, to what degree do we have to put up with certain things in order to get other things? That's really the big question here. And I think that there is something to be said about not all rich people for sure, but many rich people where they think, I paid all this money, therefore I could do whatever I want, and I should have quiet whatever I want.
That's exactly where I'm at. And it makes me sad that this $36 million mansion lady can't just say, hey, this is for the public good. And by the way, can't she get soundproof windows? Like, is it because she's sitting outside in her lovely tea garden, she can't handle it?
Well, so I'm going to play devil's advocate for just a second, because obviously I don't agree with this lady, but...
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Let's imagine that it is really loud and cacophonous, and it's awful, and it's ruining their quality of life.
Yeah.
That's the point, but there was something that was said in the article where somebody from the Park and Rec was like, as long as there have been park and recs, there have been disagreements over noise and whatever. And she said, we need to have a conversation about how to make this work for everyone. Not just like petitions to get rid of it, but like maybe they need to put a sound wall up. Maybe they do. I mean, there's things that people can do, because where this is, if they put a sound wall on the south side facing north, you could probably mitigate a lot of the noise. I'm just spitballing here, but if you've got billions of dollars, which apparently this person does, then maybe come up with some fundraisers to mitigate the noise. It seems like you could do
that. You're
not
a Parks and Recs director, but you're going to play one on the Smarticle podcast.
Sure, why not? Especially in San Francisco where there's no space. Yeah.
That does seem like a pretty good idea. You know what? I do live in this fair city. Maybe I'll send an email like, can't we come up with a compromise with the sound wall?
Well, I feel like she said it in the article. I think that there are reasonable people that are like, look, there might be too much noise. I mean, it's sort of like when I taught up in Pacific Heights at this school that had been there for 100 years. And not one neighbor around this school had been there longer than this school. But we would always get a letter like once a year from some neighbor complaining about, oh, there's too much. They wanted to get rid of the school, make the school move because they didn't like the traffic patterns of kids coming to school. I'm like, well, you knew that when you moved in that there was a school here. So sorry that you are inconvenienced for an hour a day. That's life. Get over it or wait for it. Move because you can afford to move. And they're like, well, but we own these really expensive homes. Like, yes. And this property where this school is worth billions of dollars too. So get over it. And I think that's part of it is how do we find the school would go out of its way to try to be a low impact on the neighborhood. But the reality is there's only so much you can do.
No, I agree. And it just makes me sad when we can't compromise as human beings, because we got off the Serengeti in the first place because we could compromise and live together. Now it seems harder and harder to live together with each other.
But isn't that kind of always the case with a certain level of people who they think they are owed more than everyone else? And I am in no means a socialist, but I do believe there's something to be said is that no matter who you are as a human being, you have certain, wait for it, inalienable rights.
Uh-oh.
And you should be treated with certain level of respect no matter how much money you have. And the inverse is true, that just because you have tons of money doesn't mean you should have more rights than anyone else. And I think that's probably part of the rub in this. San Francisco has always been a city in tension around this, and it always will be. Although now it sounds like, you know, you talk to anybody that's visited there, it's like the zombie apocalypse is hit your favorite city.
Stop it.
So I don't know. But anyway.
Listen, if you have a pickleball court in your backyard, I don't want to hear from you. That's my mind. I don't want to hear from you. You can't talk in society.
But if you do have a pickleball court or not, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Yeah. Write us comments about pickleball and tell us are there other inflammatory issues, maybe your bowels, per se, that you want to talk about on this show. Let us know via email or on any of these different social media places where we lurk, and we'll definitely answer that.
Send this episode to one of your pickleball playing friends. Smarticle Podcast. Brandon, thank you.